This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A story now about migration and the often unscrupulous underground economy in which migrants are forced to participate. These are patterns you see across the world. Our story today focuses on people moving by land from Central Asia to Western Europe, more specifically people who entered Bosnia without permission. Here's reporter Matthew Algio.
Because they are in Bosnia illegally, migrants can't work in the local economy, so they depend on money from home for basic necessities. But getting that cash isn't easy. Obadallah Dalitze came to Bosnia from Afghanistan, and he hopes to make it to Germany. Like most migrants, his family sends him money through a service like PayPal or Western Union.
They have a person to Afghanistan, they give him money, cash. He sent me here, and somewhere in Sarajevo, somebody help us.
Somebody helps him because only legal residents can withdraw cash from banks in Bosnia, so the migrants need to find a Bosnian willing to withdraw the money for them.
We gave him 10% to him. When he sent me 100 euro, he take a 10% like I give me 90 euro. Like he take a 10 euro from 100 euro.
And 10% is actually a pretty good rate. Other migrants say this unofficial tax on money transfers can be as high as 20%. The migrants call an attempt to cross the border into EU member state Croatia going on the game. One migrant, who asked us not to use his name, told me he's gone on the game more than 20 times. But Croatian police have pushed him back to Bosnia each time.
You have to have some money to try for the games. At each time, it's the same story. While Croatian police catch you, they will take it and do not give it back.
That adds up, since each attempt costs a migrant about 100 euros for food, clothing, and other gear. Right now, about 200 migrants from Afghanistan and Pakistan are camped out in a sprawling abandoned factory in Bihać, a small city in western Bosnia close to the Croatian border. They pass the time playing cricket with an old tennis ball and an improvised bat, waiting until they can afford to go on the game one more time. In Sarajevo, I'm Matthew Algio for Marketplace.